Yes.
So there you go. If anyone wants my spreadsheet, let me know. And you better come on down quick and order those ticket, those book that room, because you, that those rates are limited time only.
I wanted to do that to Fatty the other night on City Station. He's just like sitting there. He's, there is nothing more exciting in a podcast than just rattling off a bunch of numbers for people to like follow along with while they're driving down the road or, you know, on the bus. Even the chat room, who are sitting there at computers, are bored by this and lost.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yeah, even the chat room, who are sitting there at computers, are bored by this and lost.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1494 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I am in Minneapolis, and I'm going to tell you about my trip and some voice letters. Yes! Hello, twinsies. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, we're in the Twin Cities. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are twinsies because we're in the Twin Cities. Big Fatty, you already said it. And you're repeating yourself. I guess that makes you a twinsie.
No, that just makes me fucking old and forgetful, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I am sitting here in the hotel, and y'all, I gotta watch my P's and Q's. Watch my P's and Q's, because y'all, the other folks that are whizzing up here at the same time Big Fatty is here, y'all, they're over in the room right next to me, and y'all, there's an adjoining door, so I Poodle, you're gonna have to be quiet.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'll be quiet.
But anyway, y'all, it was good. It's good. Good day. Y'all, it didn't start off so good because, you know, I didn't have to go into the coal mine, and Miss Kitty was gonna pick me up at the Fat Cave at 9:45 a.m. in the morning, so I didn't even set the alarm. And so, sure enough, 6 o'clock, I woke up, poor Big Fatty, and so I refused to get out of the love chamber, and so I just laid there until about 6:45 a.m., and I said, fuck it. I just said, fuck it.
Big Fatty, fuck it. Just fuck it.
And got up and had my brufkas and had my coffee, and y'all just peddled around, read the newspaper, and let's see, what else did I do? And you know, got my shirt and finished packing the valise. I had it 95% packed, but you know, there are some last minute things that have to go in, and then I Miss Kitty came and picked me up, and we were off to the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for...
Big Fatty, did you catch cold?
I don't know. Aeropuerto. And so, y'all, that is chicken strips.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Went out to the Aeropuerto, went through the security process without any incident. Y'all, they had an expedited. They were saying we're doing expedited security today, so you don't have to take off your loafers or your jackets. So I took off my loafer and my jacket. Because poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I forgot to take my belt off, but it didn't set the mechanical off. So I took my shoes off because my loafers off, because they've got a metal bar, a decorative bar on it.
Big Fatty, a decorative bar. That's lovely.
And anyway, got there, and it was fine. The flight to Atlanta was just fine. Had plenty of time. to go. Y'all, I didn't even have to leave. I didn't even have to change concourses. I was on the same concourse, so I had time to run by the snack bar and get me some chicken fingers. And I had a little bite of them while I was waiting at the gate. And we boarded on time and made it up here to Minneapolis without incidents. Although, y'all, after I had the chicken fingers on the plane to Minneapolis, y'all, I had to run to the toilet. It was a false alarm, but you know, at my advanced age, you never know when it's going to be a false alarm or when you're going to shot yourself. That's vulgar. And so I went in, and y'all, it was just gas. It was just gas, but I pity the person that came behind me. Ready? Anyway, and now I'm sitting here in the hotel, and y'all, I'm hooked up to the inner tubes, and there hadn't been a single gentleman caller speak to me. I had one speak to me on Tuesday night, and y'all, I spoke to my oldest daughter, you know, that fairy Princess Holly. She lives up up here in the Minneapolis, and I let her know I was going to be here on business, but was staying the weekend, and I didn't. And I know she's got some sort of event on a Friday night to celebrate her exiting of the birth canal. I told her, I said, I know you've got something then, and I've got plans Saturday night, but I'd love to see you. She says, well, where are you staying? I said, well, I'm staying near the something called the Depot. She goes, I live across the street from the Depot. So, y'all, I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I'll probably get to see her sometime this weekend. Maybe we'll have a cup of coffee or maybe some lunch or a sweet roll. You know, she loves a sweet roll. Beef, Fanny, that's why she likes you. And all in all, it was a good travel day. I did not purchase the in-flight intertubes, however, but it was fine. I didn't really miss it, and you know, it's y'all. I do have a little tip though. If you know, they're always wanting you to buy that early before you ever get on the plane. But y'all, if you wait until you get on the plane, it's only $9.95. So just wait till you get on the plane and buy it on the plane. If you want the in-flight inner tubes. Big Fatty, we can use all that extra money for a coupon or something. And y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard those the kids from the DI Plus and the Dubious Intentions. And you know that Adam Burns and the Daniel Biba, and y'all, they were talking about the coupon and numbers and everything, and y'all, there will be no coupon. There will be no coupon on today's A Little Show. Big Freddy, the Faye driver's gonna be so upset. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Thursday, the 17th of October, y'all, it is a special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's for somebody that doesn't even know who the hell Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, you don't know that. But y'all, it is, and I guarantee, even if they know who Big Fatty is, they sure as hell don't listen to this little show. Big Fatty, they're smarter than we thought. But y'all, it is the husband. I say the husband of the one and only Freak Quincy from the gay wasteland, y'all. It is that Mr. Bear Jangles, and so y'all, we want to send out a big happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to Mr. Bear Jangles, and y'all, we're issuing a challenge, throwing down the gauntlet, if you will, y'all. Big Freddy, can I say it? Of course you can, Poodle. Frequency, you better make one hell of a cake.
Big Daddy, oh yeah. don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Morning, Friday. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not particularly witty, Larry Vader, just Larry Vader today. And I just want to say that it was absolutely splendid bumping into you in the dark corners of a parking garage on Saturday evening. Poor Big Fatty had been overserved, but that's neither here nor there. And I'm glad to hear that you made it home safely. The granny did report back to me that you had texted that you made it home safely. But what I really wanted to talk to you about is Granny and I, and Miss Porter was kind of listening, but she was not really paying attention, have decided why people actually listen to the BFO. And I know we've all wondered that for years, like, why the hell would anyone listen to this shit? But the truth is, and at least with Granny and I, we just listen to make sure you're not talking about it. So anyway, I'm fairly certain that's why most people listen, is to either hear their name or to make sure they don't hear their name. So, anyway, you're fat and can't wait, cannot wait for the hats to get here. And not much longer now. Woo, I'm so excited. Okay, Bobby Crady, that's your hat, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is old Vader and, And y'all, as always, he always calls in the jalopy. And first of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I must say, Vader embellished. He embellished the meeting he had with Big Fatty last Saturday night as Big Fatty was leaving the Dudley Do-Rights. It was not in a dark parking garage. Y'all, it was right out in front of the Cha-Cha Palace. And he was there with the buns and the guns. And y'all, they were going to the Dudley Do-Rights, and so I had already left, so they didn't have a very good time. Big Fatty, you tell them. And y'all, as Vader, Vader may be onto something about why people listen, because y'all, I the last time I spoke to that Daniel Beaver, y'all, it was like he marks on a calendar. Now that is not the mark in calendar, but mark on a calendar. He evidently marks on a calendar whenever Big Fatty uses a clip from the Dubious Intentions, and he was like, "Oh, it's been several weeks now since we've had a DI Plus clip," and I went, "Well, you know." So anyway, poor Big Fatty, I don't know how it could get any crazy. Oh, on second thought, I do know how it could get crazier.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I'm listening to the Game Night Guys still, and I am cleaning out the furnace storage elliptical treadmill room and turning a bedroom into a craft room, i.e. junk. And so, anyway, I've found a few things. First of all, I'm listening to the Game Night Guys, you know, thinking, I'm going to be up on my feet all day. I'm going to be moving back and forth. I'm going to be shedding some pounds. I'm going to burn some calories up and down and standing and sitting and sorting and in this room and back in that room and blah, blah, blah. And they just said M&M's. And there's M&M's upstairs. Hello. Okay, you know where I'm going now. Okay. And so, anyway, I'm sorting and I'm finding, like, all the stuff. Like, I found that I've had the same diamond ring for 10 years. Hello. Time to step it up, husband. I've put up with your crap for 22 years. I found all of my oldest son's teeth. Yeah. Hello. Sorry. The tooth fairy didn't take them. The tooth fairy still exists. Okay. And let's see. I found smushed pennies from 1999. I found oh my gosh, what was the other thing I found that was kind of, I found a Total Toning Fitness cassette tape. No, not a cassette. What is the VHS? Like, hello, I wouldn't be standing here trying to burn calories, sorting through crap if I had just done that. I bet the copyright is probably 2000. Total Toning 2000. All right, 13 years ago. And, yeah, this is really exciting and fun. But anyway, I'm going to go get me some M&Ms, wash my hands, and finish listening to Game Night Guys and see if they can give me any more fattening food ideas.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And Miss Bacon, are they filming an episode of Hoarders? Big Freddy, is that spelled with a W? No. But you know, I've got a solution. You mentioned two, two specific things that I think I've got a solution for you. Number one, you ran across all your oldest son's teeth, and I'm assuming these are his baby teeth that the tooth fairy picked up, and I can understand. I think that my mother may have saved the first tooth that I lost, but I don't think she has the whole set of choppers. Or maybe it's chompers. Bee, Freddy, who cares? Anyway, and you run across a buttload of squashed pennies. So I'm just going to suggest, and you use this suggestion you might want to send the set of teeth and the squash pennies to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365. I'm sure both would be greatly appreciated. Big Freddy, you're gonna get in trouble. It's true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd just close out today. Y'all, that turnip head, you know, he's up there in the northern Mexico. Big Fatty's pretty close to him. He's probably just around the corner from where I am. Big Fatty. He calls it a groaner. It says, some people are really going all out for the Halloween. The guy driving behind me this morning even got sirens and flashing lights to go with his cop costume. Big Fatty. And then he says, two firefighters were butt-kicking in a burning building when their chief walks in and asks, what the fuck is going on here? And one says, well, sir, this man is suffering from smoke inhalation. And the chief replies, well, did you think of trying mouth-to-mouth? And he says, well, how do you think this got started, sir? Beef! Freddy is just vulgar. And yo, Tom has sent me, y'all, he's evil. He's just evil. He sent me a recipe, and it is for marshmallow caramel corn. You take a half a cup of brown sugar, a half a cup of butter, 9 to 10 marshmallows, 12 cups of popcorn, 12 cups, a microwave the brown sugar and butter for 2 minutes, add the marshmallows, and microwave until melted and pour over the popcorn. Big Fatty, that sounds pretty good. Well, Poodle, I've got an update for you. Oh, what? Wednesday hump day was my straight boyfriend, Nott, over there in the Ark. It was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and you said that you knew that he would have yes, because he was going to have pudding and not cake. Well, he has written and says, Poodle, there was no pudding, but chocolate did occur. Big Fatty, I hope that's not vulgar. I don't think that was vulgar. Daniel, any thoughts about Nott on his birthday?
Hey, even the chat room, who are sitting there at computers, are bored by this.
Oh, no, don't be bored at Nott's birthday. That's no.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meme!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.